to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. You and I feel like a fleeting dream, sweet symmetry. A riotous, rapturous nature. I adore and abhor this love affair, but I won't give it up. I can't give it up. I work too hard learning to allow myself allowances, training my brain to be open to enchantment. I have spent many months before mirrors asking myself if I can accept the fleeting dreams that fill my head, and today I've decided that they will last forever. I will pass the path for the pain that poured from my desires, stepping with great care across the cracks caused by the great horror of my regret. There is no pain now, there are no tears when I touch starlit, strawberry, joyful sighs. I don't fight it anymore, no longer clasping to control all the things I fear. I walk through forsaken forests, hand in hand with the hidden monster I made of myself, and in the darkness, I deem her beautiful at last. Great and elegant, born to balance with an equal, the wave that never returns to the shore, summer days that seem to last forever, melding into another. You are the one I got lost in the forest for, my knees cut and bruised, nails broken and eyes bloodshot, but I'd do it all again. I would find that girl in the forest, hold her hand and guide her to the promise of morning's light, and I would tell her as I cleaned her cuts and bruises, the sun slowly crawling into the sky. I would tell her that the sun smiles with so much affection at her own reflection as she sits atop rivers. I decided to find a way to fashion our fleeting dreams into something more final. I'd find myself biro bitten between bee-stung lips, brown eyes barely focus on the page as you played with the cord of your silk bathrobe, coy smile coaxing me from the desk I've been chained to all day. This was the desire I denied myself. And every day you'd find new ways to break my resolve, relentless in the pursuit of passion. Red nails ripping the nylon of my tights, riotous and rapturous. I let you. I wanted you so, so fixated on same summer days, rebellious waves that never sensed a need to swirl among the sand, and you were all that I needed now that I'd allowed myself to have you. There was nothing to be afraid of, and no need for it to ever end. I read this really interesting thing the other day about how sometimes when you're different, you have to learn to fall in love with the ways that you're different. And I found that really interesting because I never really thought about it all that much. And like, obviously, I mean, there are million fucking ways in which I am different, and I don't say that in a I'm special, I'm not like the other girls kind of way. I say that in a, you know, I am several shades of minority, and some of those cause me great difficulty and anguish, and I desperately want to be normal and I want to be like everybody else, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know, I can't erase those things from myself. I mean, Christ, I've tried. whether it's using foundation that's way too light for my skin in some kind of bizarre, ridiculous attempt to try and unethnic myself during my misspent youth, planning on getting a nose job so that I can have a cute little white girl nose. What was that? It was a misadventure, that's what that was. Forcing myself to pretend that I had an interest in various unsuitable partners because I just wanted to be like everyone else, and none of it worked. She's still got the same as a terrible person once said on the news, and I still say in a parodying way, she's got a funny tinge. She's got a funny tinge, but it's fabulous. It looks good on her, I'm not gonna lie. She's still got that nose, but like, some days she's okay with it. Some days I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, you're a monster. But like, some days I'm like, no, this is a cute little reminder of all the places that my ancestry has been. Oh, look at that. Oh, she's unique. She's different. She's special. She's not like the other girls. And I don't mean it in a pejorative sense. I mean, all the other girls have got lovely faces too. But you know what? So have I. It's fine. And, you know, I am still entirely exactly how I was the whole time when I was fucking playing pretend and trying very hard not to be. It didn't change a thing. And that's what I was thinking about when I read that thing. And it was like, you know, you've got to learn to fall in love with what makes you different. And I thought, okay, well, let's pick the one thing I've really struggled with. Because, I mean, obviously falling in love with my ethnicity, so to speak, and my poor little nose, who's not little at all. we've done that, you know. Old brown eyes is back. That was the core point of the whole book, you know. I am mixed race. I come from a little bit of everywhere, and I fucking love that. And I can look at myself in the mirror and I can say, you don't need surgery. You don't need some kind of fucking bleaching cream. You don't need to change yourself because you're beautiful. And honestly, even though I have written that book and we've done that chapter, sometimes I still look at myself in the mirror and I think, oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, I don't want to do this. it normally happens, you know, for, you know, sort of the day after a security guard follows me around a shop for a while or something like that, or someone calls me the N-word. But, you know, for the most part, I am very at peace with that era of my discomfort with myself. So we head back to the thing I'm still struggling with, you know. Even though most of the time I'm fine, and you know, I'll sit and I'll talk about it and I'll say it's wonderful and I'm very happy, but I, you know, I'm still struggling, you know, with that, because I guess I never learned to fall in love with it. So I wrote that and I tried, and that is, and I never make New Year's resolutions because I never stick to them because I'm terrible. And also because I think the whole concept is stupid, you know. Oh, you know, make a resolution to, like, I don't know, try new food, or, you know, go to the gym, or walk more or something. I'm just, no, I'll do it for like a week and then I'll stop. So I thought to myself, well, you know what, even though you know that you never do this, you never do this because you just don't want to, what if you did this year? And what if your resolution this year, or next year, because I made this decision like at the end of last year, it's so funny, last year, what if this time you make a resolution and you try so hard to stick to it, this year, you're going to fall in love with the things that make you different. So that you can fall out of hating yourself for them. Because you do, even though sometimes you're okay with it and sometimes it's fun and it's great and you're happy and you smile and you you can talk to your friends about it, and so sometimes it's okay. I mean, today as you record this, it's not a good day, hence why you haven't actually said the thing out loud yet. You know, but what if we could get to a point where there weren't days like that anymore? Or at least there were far less of them. And how do we do that? Well, we do what this man said. Now, I know you don't tend to like doing what a man tells you, but this man, he knows what he's talking about, because he has been where you are, and he found a way to love what made him different, to fall in love with what made him different. And now he's happy, and he's happy with himself, and he looks at himself and he feels confident. He feels good. Wouldn't that be nice? Don't you want that? Yeah, of course you do. So that's it. That's what we're going to do this year, 2023. We are going to fall in love with the things that make us different, and we're going to learn to love them. And that's all. Maybe something else happens. I don't know. Maybe as a result of that, you do start trying new foods. I'm not going to try new foods. I don't know. I don't know why that's the one that keeps popping into my head. Probably because it's the thing that people go on at me most about. Because I like what I like food-wise, okay? And I... it is what it is, you know? So part of me thinks I should change that, but then part of me is like, no, hold on to this self-destructive nonsense, because it doesn't really hurt you, not in the same way as like self-loathing does. But you know, maybe other good things could happen. Maybe I could, I don't know, make some new friends, see a play that makes me cry, fucking be confident, learn to drive. Do you know what? I've applied for a provisional driving license. I mean, I literally did it because I can't find my old passport, which isn't actually valid ID anymore because it's run out like years ago. But I thought, do you know what? I need to have photo ID. So I applied for a provisional license, even though I have no intention of learning to drive. But like, oh my God, what if I did? And what if the root of that was learning to love the thing about myself that's different, that sort of... makes me hate myself. What if I didn't hate myself? And then I learned to drive. What about that? Do you know what? If I actually did learn to drive and I got a car, I would get... a pink car. It would be a Barbie moment. I would absolutely do that. I want a pink Fiat 500. Like, not to be all Fiat 500 Twitter, but I want that car. Okay, and it's got nothing to do with, like, I don't fucking watch Love Island, and I don't sit there going, oh, well, you know, I just feel like you should just, like, everyone thinks they're a politician. He said, I would never fucking say that. You know me. But I do fucking want a pink Fiat 500. I'm not gonna lie to you. I am not gonna fucking lie. I would want that car. Now, will I actually learn to drive? I don't know. Probably not. But the point is, I applied for a provisional license, so I could, if I wanted to. What if I learned to drive? I mean, do I know, and could I tell you how that connects back to self-loathing over my sexual orientation? No, I couldn't, because I don't know, the driving thing just popped into my head, and I thought, oh, what if you learn to drive? So I'm linking them up for no reason. But you know what? The point is, if I can beat this compulsion to punish myself for something that I can't change, and something that probably isn't even that bad, and something that I don't hate in other people, because that's the thing, I don't hate other people that are like me. I mean, if anything, I think they're great. But for some reason in me, some days I'm like, no, this is bad. But, you know, if I can stop having to think about that because I've moved forward and I've fixed it or whatever, you know, well, then maybe I'll have the mental space to learn how to drive. I probably still won't, but you never know. I'll keep you updated on what happens. And I'll see you very soon for another episode.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever, with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier Patreon supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, and